You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the All About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick. Since 2011 and almost 1,000 episodes later with my co-host and friend, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. We've had this lady on the show before. I love this organization doing some great work in this community, some cool developments coming too that we're going to talk about.
Pretty excited about this conversation because she's actually going to tell me stuff I don't know. So our listeners are in for a treat.
Well, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Jenny Neesmith. She is a marketing director for Edward Andrews Homes. Jenny, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on today.
Pleasure is always ours. Jenny, I appreciate you making time. I know you're awfully busy. So remind our audience about Edward Andrews Homes. How are you out there serving the marketplace?
Sure. So Edward Andrews Homes has been in Atlanta for a little over a decade now, and we are a private home builder here. So we previously were building primarily in suburban communities, mostly for family buyers. And we've really shifted that approach recently. We do a lot of research data-wise just to understand what really people are looking for out there in the Atlanta market. So currently we are still building a little bit in suburban areas, but shifting in town. People have seen our names pop up quite a bit in town. Some of our most popular communities are the Swift and Bixton. Harlow is in Alpharetta. We also build in Larkspur, Manor North, and around the Manor Country Club. So we are moving in town, and I have a lot more to tell you guys about that we're really looking forward to presenting to the general public.
Well, we're excited about it too. So let's talk about your new Empire partnership, what it is and how it works.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So in March of 2019, so not too long ago, we officially formed a strategic partnership with Empire Communities out of Canada. And we are really excited about this partnership. It's a big step forward for our company. It really basically just allows Edward Andrews to continue growing in this Atlanta market. And we have a fantastic partner in Empire. We're looking forward to being able to expand our growth in these urban and suburban markets, serving a lot of the underserved demographics right now. So baby boomers all the way down to millennials. We're focusing primarily on that. We call it the barbell approach, which a lot of people may be familiar with now. It's kind of a focus for a lot of home builders, but making sure we're serving those two particular demographics. And, you know, with our partnership with Empire, they have a presence currently in Canada, of course, and then Texas, and now Atlanta. So we are going to be introducing Empire really over the next 6 months or so. And everyone in Atlanta will start seeing Empire Communities pop up. We'll have a few closeout communities that have been operating as Edward Andrews that will continue to do so through closeout. And then a few legacy communities that we will be shifting to Empire. So we've got little brand transition coming up there. And then with the advent of our in-town product, we will be really opening all of those new communities as Empire Communities. So we'll have a big presence coming in very quickly into Atlanta.
But it sounds like those that are familiar with the fine quality work of Edward Andrews Homes will continue to see that, but some exciting changes coming too.
That's exactly right. And that's been something that it's been really important to our executive team at Edward Andrews and the team at Empire that we just maintain that quality build, you know, that high design focus. It's really important to Empire and Edward Andrews and all of us collectively. So we're putting a lot of time and energy and thought into this new in-town product. You know, for a number of reasons, we want to make a big splash as soon as Empire hits the Atlanta market. And at the same time, we recognize that buyers these days, they're looking for something special and unique. And if you're choosing not to buy a resale, which is always our biggest competition, it's because you found a new construction that's offering high design, functional living spaces. And it's probably in a really great location too.
Yep.
Yeah. So let's talk about great locations for
Speaking
a minute.
Of.
Yeah. You've got several new in-town communities. So let's talk about Westside.
Sure. So we will be opening probably early 2020 for sales. We'll be opening on the west side though in West Midtown. And we have a really amazing property right there, a little, you know, just off of Huff. So we are looking forward to opening that. Alongside with our Midtown project, we will be opening another community up in Kirkwood, very close to our Bixton community. And then we also have another property that will be opening right within Old Fourth Ward. And we're looking forward to that. It will be very much walkable to Ponce City Market.
Oh, that's awesome.
And yeah, it's both a product and a location that Edward Andrews and now Empire will not have ever offered before. So it's very unique. It's new. And we're really excited to launch that.
Yeah, no, it's been fun. I mentioned at the top of the show, Jenny, that we've been doing this silly show for, gosh, almost 9 years now, I guess, 8-9 years. And it's been intriguing to see the move in town. And then, but I'm, what's really been exciting the last year or so is this big push to the West Side.
Yes.
That's the new frontier in this community. And it's exciting to see what's happening there. And I'm really thrilled to hear about Edward Andrews and Empire going in there.
Yeah, thank you. We have a fantastic land acquisition team, and they're extremely thrilled about this new partnership with Empire, because both teams in Canada and Atlanta have a lot of foresight as far as these in-town communities. And, you know, the West Side isn't new to anyone, but they're now pieces of land and, you know, formerly used buildings that are opening up. And these builders like our team are able to step in and really create something new and put some new housing on the ground that's, you know, it's going to be in town, and it's also going to be attainable in a lot of our new communities. That's a huge focus for us, mm-hmm. knowing that a lot of people do want to live in town, but sometimes the price points just aren't realistic.
Sure.
Yeah. So what price points, can we ask what price points you're kind of shooting for in those new communities?
Yeah. At a high level, you know, it will be, we always are trying to stay within 20% of resale mm-hmm. with some of our super in-town communities, I'll say, that are, you know, really close to your primary destinations like Ponce and Huff as well. We will probably be 400s, 500s. Mm-hmm. That's very high level pricing. So take that with a grain of salt, just in that the pricing isn't finalized. But I can at least say that we're really focused on keeping it attainable and, you know, looking at all mm-hmm. the data to see what, you know, defining attainable in an appropriate way.
Right. Well, there's a lot of change happening in that part of the community.
Is.
So that's fun to see how that's evolving.
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know installing LED lighting will reduce your energy bill? On average, LED bulbs use up to 75% less energy than other bulbs. And LED bulbs last longer, so you don't have to change them as often. Taking small steps toward energy efficient living will add value, comfort, and savings to your home. Energy efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy saving tips, visit jacksonemc.com.
So in town is some good stuff happening there, but I do want to ask you about Halcyon, doing some neat things there as well.
Yes, we are very excited about Halcyon. It's been a project that we, and I think all of Atlanta, have been talking about for several years now, especially with, you know, Avalon having been so successful. We're really happy to be a part of Halcyon as well. So we will be one of two home builders in Halcyon, Monty Hewitt being the other. And then we will be actually opening in Halcyon as Empire Communities. And we'll be offering single family and townhomes. The townhomes will start from the 400s. Single family will be more mid 500s and up. So we'll have a pretty wide range of product and pricing out there. We've designed some really beautiful new floor plans and exteriors, and we're looking forward to launching those. And then, of course, the lifestyle that Halcyon offers is probably number one. Live, work, play, but there's so much more than just those three words. We've really been excited and pleased to see that all of those involved in Halcyon have really been focusing on the activation of the spaces and the restaurants and the bars. And there's so many unique activities and events that are going to be offered to those around Halcyon and those who can just leave their home and walk right across the street or walk next door and become a part of those events.
Well, I'm super excited about Halcyon because we have been hearing about that forever.
Yes.
Let's talk about incentives. Do you have anything fun, cool for buyers or realtors going on right now?
We sure do. So we have several different community-specific incentives out there. I would actually encourage everyone to look online at eahomes.com. We have some different incentives in our single family and townhome communities. We also are offering a new smart design program, as we've branded it and called it. And this essentially offers buyers who'd like to move within a quicker time frame, but still make some design choices. It offers them the opportunity to do so and that they can purchase what is considered a spec home, but purchase it at a time point in which they can still make those design selections.
I like that idea.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. How's that actual process work? Do you go into some sort of a center? Is it app driven? How's that actual process
work? Yeah, great question. So it's done in person with our design team. So based on whether someone's purchasing in townhome or single family, that design process across the board is, you know, it'll differ ever so slightly. But in the communities that this has really been successful, it's our townhome communities. So we have really had a lot of success in Haven Ridge and Harlow, Edenton, those three communities, it's really resonated with the demographics and the buyers there. And it's just been really effective in getting people what they want on a quicker timeline.
You know, Harlow is just such a fantastic community. And I love Harlow. It's in a great location.
It is.
You've got great plans.
Yes, it's always a crowd favorite. And that's another community where there's been a tremendous amount of focus on the activation of the spaces again.
Right.
Similarly to Halcyon. Mm-hmm. And Harlow, there's, you know, it's just a beautiful community. It's very much built out now. And it's the momentum has only continued as the community has been able to see, you know, what it truly is and the amenities that it offers. And we have some great incentives pretty much every month in Harlow, you know, not because it isn't extremely popular, but because we are moving so quickly. We're trying to get all the people in who would like to get in and, you know, help them make these design choices like smart design.
Well, I'm thinking about the house. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about the new floor plans and the new exteriors. That's going to be exciting to see. Before we go, what are the timetables on both Halcyon and these in-town communities?
Yeah, another great question. So the Empire product will be opening in early October of 2019, so not too far away. We will, at the Halcyon grand opening, which may be a little bit earlier, have a presence on site, and we'll be making sure that we can get people even more familiar with our product out there. Another community that I actually have not yet mentioned is Albright, and this is actually located inside the perimeter. This is in the Smyrna Vinings area, and Albright is going to be opening around that same time, so early October. And then other in-town products that we touched on a little earlier, those will really be opening in 2020.
Got it.
We'll begin the marketing, begin getting some information out there later this year, so everyone can keep an eye out for that.
Very, very cool.
So maybe not a fair question, but can you kind of give us a little bit of an idea of, you know, what will the Empire colors be and how soon are we going to start seeing that brand around town?
Yeah, I can give you some inside scoop on that. So the Empire colors, they have a fantastic overall branding platform in Canada. It's going to be really like nothing that's been seen before in Atlanta, just in the way that they market. It's very, you know, it's big time, it's big scale. They have some incredible projects in Canada, and we're looking to just translate that brand into Atlanta, you know, make it perfect sense for what we're doing here with this in-town product and some of our suburban projects as well. So the colors that you ask about, the colors are primarily orange and black with some gray and white accents in there.
Yikey.
So it will make a pop, it will make a splash, and we know that it will help us stand out, you know, along with the product that will come with it and just the general marketing and the customer experience too that we'll be able to offer.
Outstanding. Well, Jenny, we are very much looking forward to see how that partnership unfolds. Atlanta will be well served, I have no doubt.
All right.
Before we let you go, should anyone need to connect with you and learn more about Edward Andrews or Empire?
Sure. So we have our website, eahomes.com. We have two online sales consultants, Vanessa and Danielle, who are fantastic. If anyone has questions about communities, product offerings, they are always on the phone or always available via email to answer questions. We also have a strong social presence just across Facebook and Instagram as well. So we can be found with a quick search online.
Jenny Neesmith, Marketing Director for Edward Andrews Homes. Jenny, as always, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's All About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.